She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today, I would like to talk about the gasoline. People have been asking about gasoline, octane, why they should use the Shell 92, and all of that. So, I know I explained it before, but for those people, I'll explain it again. Your car manual has the required octane. It's the required minimum octane. It's not the maximum. Okay? They're saying do not run fuel below 92 or 87. Okay? And it's common sense that the higher octane is better for your engine or transmission and your pocketbook in the long run because you get better gas mileage. And it keeps the injectors and everything else cleaner. The injectors and everything does not get black from the ethanol. And if any group out there listening want to see a demonstration, I'll be glad to do the demonstration for you. What I do is I burn gasoline, okay, with ethanol in it, and I burn 100% pure ethanol. And you, the people, can be the witness. The pure ethanol burns completely clean, not even a film of gray or black. Clean. The gasoline will burn black, black, black. Okay? So, if that is the case, how is it that these so-called people could say that ethanol is the one that is gumming up the injectors and everything and damaging the fuel pump? How can it be? Like I said, I'll be more than happy to demonstrate it to any group and show you the difference, even with the motor oils, everything, okay? But getting back to octane, go back in history and look at way back before they came out with unleaded gas. Unleaded gas, I believe, was real political. Okay, I might be wrong, but I think I'm right, because when they came out in 1975 and said, we've got to do unleaded gas because the lead is polluting the air. Polluting the air. Gasoline is polluting the air. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen. Carbon monoxide is produced from gasoline burning. Ethanol burning does not eat oxygen. It produces oxygen. So that's a better fuel. Anyway, back then, majority of the people ran premium, or what they call ethyl, the higher octane. Back then, ethyl, or premium, or whatever you call the top grade, was 104 octane. 104. Okay? And by the way, all over the world, that's what it is. Only in the USA is rated at 92. And it's not 92. It's 88. Okay? So, Anyway, people who ran the regular way back then, and you could talk to your parents or whatever, people from back then, nobody would run the regular because when you ran it and went up the pulley or any slope, Kaimuki, the engine would knock, knock, knock. So they were forced to use premium at 104. Well, for your information, regular was 98. How can you run 92 if regular was 98? You can't. Okay? And any engine builder will tell you that the lawnmower or weed whacker runs better on 104. Any gasoline engine wants the octane. Well, the higher the octane, the better your gas mileage. In Germany, regular is 100 octane. That's Germany. That's the only country that has real premium gasoline. Okay? Because on the Autobahn, you cannot be going 110, 120 miles an hour with 92 octane. You blow the engine up. Okay? So, octane is very, very critical. But I see so many people putting regular into the BMW, Mercedes, and all of the new cars. All of the new cars require 92. And the gasoline in Hawaii is not so. Every island is different. And here on Oahu, the Shell 92 is the highest, as tested by Dean, .3 Dean, it's 90 or 91. All the other brands is not even close. It's posted 92, but there's no way close. Because in 2005, the oil companies here met with the state and asked if they could lower the octane lower than 92, 89, and 87 because of ethanol. You know, the oil companies knew that by adding ethanol, you, the people, would get better gas mileage. Now think, if you own the oil company, would you want your customers to have better gas mileage and you lose money? No, you wouldn't want that. So that's why they asked to lower it. And the state said, oh yeah, that's okay, go lower it. You know, the state should have asked engine builders and stuff if it's okay to go lower the octane. It's not. Well, on your new cars today, it's all computerized and the computer adjusts the timing and the shift points for your transmission so that you don't feel the knocking. But if you have a good ear, you can hear all the people going down the road and the engines are knocking. Okay? When the engine starts knocking, the computer slips the transmission. So if you're slipping the automatic transmission, what's happening? You're wearing it out. And a lot of cars today, it cannot be rebuilt. You got to replace it. And it's very, very expensive. So it's much cheaper to buy the better gas. So that's the difference. And it's up to you. If you want to damage your weed whacker, damage your lawnmower, most of all, damage your vehicle, then use the cheaper, lower grade gasoline. The Shell Premium is what I recommend. Because the Shell Premium, the 92 is 91 or 90 on Oahu. Okay? If you're on a big island, all brands are the same. They are 90. That last testing that we did last year. Okay, Kauai has the lowest octane of all the islands. All the brands, including Shell. So, why is it? It's because the people don't make noise. If you don't make noise, they allow it. It's like having an example, okay? If you have a big box full of $100 bills, okay? And people come by and they help themselves and grab and take your money. And if you don't say anything, you think the people going to stop and say, no, that's wrong? No, they say, hey, look, the guy is giving away money. They're going to help themselves. That's why you need to say something. If you don't say anything, it'll continue business as usual. Okay? That's why a lot of people here are getting fed up with what's going on and all the underhanded dealings in politics. And they're emailing Trump to come here, or please come here, with the FBI and check the politics, because he's dirty. Well, what can I say? Some people are getting irritated and doing something about it. So anyway, if you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And I think we have Dean on the line. And let's see what he says.
We have Dot3 Dean on line one.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. You know, kind of good news with the testing that I've been doing with the stations, Shell stations around town. You know, first time in a long time I've seen this. There's consistency with the octanes, no matter what station you go to. You know, in the past, one might be lower than the other, or, you know, besides our favorite stations.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a consistency in recent weeks.
Hmm, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So, I visited two stations that I normally do not visit, and miraculously enough, the octane on the Shell V-Power was 90.
And that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
How about checking the rest of brands?
Yeah, when I have a chance, I very rarely am on the leeward side of the island. But if I'm down that way someday, I'll make sure I'll make my rounds on the leeward stations.
Yeah, like especially the new Texaco.
Mm-hmm.
You know why Texaco?
Oh, the new Texacos, it's business as usual or carryover from the Chevron days. Their premium still is at best 85.
Hmm.
At best.
But do you know why Texaco left the islands way back?
You were once a Texaco dealer. Yeah, try to refresh my memory.
It's because they were not popular. They weren't selling gasoline. There was a Texaco station on a corner of Dillingham, Liliha, and King. There's a used car lot there now.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a Texaco station there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many dealers, maybe 15 or 20 dealers, went bankrupt there. They weren't pumping any gasoline.
Why?
It wasn't a popular brand.
Okay.
Whereas Chevron and Shell and 76 Union is a very, very popular brand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, you know, back then we didn't have to test the gasoline because it was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But today we got to test it because, you know, I don't know, things have changed.
Because even way back then in the 1980s, like 1987, we still had a Toyota Corolla that was a 78 model. It needed premium, otherwise that engine would knock the daylights out. And what happens is that, sure enough, when you put the labeled pump 87, it would knock like anything. But when it was labeled, the one that was labeled 92, as soon as you put that, the knocking would stop. Maybe, you know, in those days, 92 was truthful in those days.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
but it had MTBE. MTBE is an anti-knock additive, but it was highly cancerous. There's so much that's in our environment that is highly cancerous today, and that's why the cancer rate has gone up tremendously. Okay? So, anyway.
Anyway, if this is any consolation to the listeners, there's a little bit more consistency now with the Shell stations here, at least here on Oahu.
So, anyway, we thank you for testing, and I think there's a lot of questions coming in about Leeward side and all the rest of the islands. And I know more and more people are buying their own octane testers to find out, you know, what's happening. And I believe that the state, it's the state's job to be doing and watching that, not the people.
Right, it's not the people. Unfortunately, during the Lingle administration, the weights and measures guy's position was eliminated, and I doubt that they have since, you know, reinstated that job position.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
I think we got to go to a break now, and we'll be right back.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Roland Bob doing good. And, you know, before I talk about my subject for today about stopping distance when you're parked at a light, I kind of missed it, but did you talk, what is going on with the Chevron stations? They're going back to Texaco?
Yep.
And then what's the Haley on?
Haley on?
I'm confused. I'm driving around going, wait, why is... I thought Texaco left the islands like years ago.
Yep.
now they're back. And but like you said, gasoline is all the same. They just throw some chemicals in the tanker and they call it Texaco.
Yep. Texaco got smart. And this time they bought out the number one guy.
Right, Chevron.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you do it.
I don't think it's going to be successful because somehow, some way, the people were not comfortable with Texaco. I don't know if the name or whatever. They favored Shell or 76 over Texaco.
Right, and then the 76 station down by me, a Waimanalo, is now a Haleon. I don't know. Anyway, you can follow that stuff. It's like, oh, goodness, just let me get some gas. But, again, wanted to talk about, folks, when you stop at a light, and I see this all the time, you should be able to see the tires touching the ground of the car in front of you. It's a little simple rule. And everybody will tell you all the reasons why you shouldn't do it, which makes no sense, because here's what happens. You get hit from behind. You get driven into the car in front of you. Guess what? The car you hit sues you. You sue the guy behind you, but guess what? That's the old days. The new days, as George will attest, your rates go up and you don't know what's going on because the insurance companies all sue each other and, you know, but you're right. And I think that happened to your daughter, right, George?
Right.
Yeah. Somebody hits you, drives you in the car in front of you. You have to pay for the damage to the car that you hit.
Right.
And then your insurance company will sue, if they're successful, the car that hits you to reimburse you, but at the same time, your insurance rates go up because you're in an accident, which is a whole other mystery to me. Like, I had, 14, 15 years with no accident. And as you know, my IKEA got totaled. And my rates go up. I'm like, what's that about? Well, you're in an accident. I'm like, well, what's insurance for? What do you pay insurance all those years for? And then when you get in an accident, your rates go up. And then they tell you, oh, if you don't have an accident for 3 years, we'll put you back in our safe driver discount.
But it wasn't your fault.
Exactly. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The only thing they told me was when it's your fault, they raise it more.
That's so messed up. And that was made by our politicians.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, the whole no-fault thing was supposed to make insurance cheaper.
No.
But just like I always tell people, I still cannot understand. You buy insurance, right, to cover your car and property damage. And then you have to buy uninsured motorist insurance. Like, well, wait a minute. Don't I have insurance on my car? Like, if somebody hits me, I got to pay extra if they're not insured. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's just crazy.
Because the people allow it.
And, you know, and what are you going to do? It's mandatory. No insurance? You can't drive. But, of course, we know how that works. All the people that are driving around with no insurance because they can't afford it. They don't have the cars registered. And
that's right.
On and on. So the other advantage, too, is that if the car in front of you, right, you ever start to pull away at a light and the car stops?
Yep.
In front of you, guess what? Now you have a little cushion. So maybe you don't run into the back of the car.
That's right.
Also, what if the car can't move and you need to pull out in traffic?
You got room to pull out.
Lanes. Right. You're not supposed to back up. You signal. You look in your mirror. Notice I said signal, not pull out and almost get sideswiped.
Yep.
You know, we could spend years just talking about driving habits.
But people won't listen and just do the same thing.
No, that's why I told you, if it were up to me, and I'm not big on the government stuff, as everybody knows, but I would make random pulls. When you go in to get your registration or your driver's license, it's a random call to go take a road test. And they give you 6 months. make an appointment. You know, I mean, you know, because we work, right? But you go, sorry, you've been randomly picked. Make an appointment. You got 6 months. Whatever's convenient for you. You take a little five-minute drive with somebody like me. I fail you. You never drive again.
That won't happen, Bob. That's wishful thinking.
I'll be like, okay, first of all, no turn signals. Okay, you stopped too close to the car in front of you. Yeah, you didn't put your seatbelt. Oh, you just go down the lift. When I ride with my friends, they're like, don't start. Because I'm like, hey, put your seatbelt on before you even start the engine. They're like, why? I go, what happens if your car takes off? But more importantly, as George knows, most people want to start driving and then put the seatbelt on while they're driving, right?
Yep.
What happens if a cop sees you?
Oh, ticket. That's okay.
No, it's a ticket. It's a ticket, folks. You're in the motor vehicle with the motor running without the seatbelt on is a ticket for no seatbelt.
Yep, that's true.
So that's why I tell my friend, the first thing you do when you get in the car, put the seatbelt on and make it just a routine.
But I'm against seatbelts.
Well, you know, I'm against seatbelts too, but unfortunately, I like my money more than I'm against seatbelts.
No, I'm always fighting the system.
No, well, like you said, I'm with you. Should be choice. They should put the seatbelts in the car.
That's right.
And it should be your choice.
That's right.
You know, like motorcycles. You don't have to wear a helmet. You should wear a helmet. You don't wear a helmet. You know, it's your choice.
Yep.
You want to walk across in the middle of the street? Cross in the middle of the street.
Yeah, get run over. That's all right.
Yeah, get run over. Anyway, I'm going way long, and we're having too much fun. So, folks, stop when you can see the tires of the car in front of you. And as always, take care of your car. It will take care of you. What do I say that? Because if you, like George said last week about the battery, and you hear these little signs, take care of the car, folks. Because if you keep going and you hear this little squeak and it keeps getting louder, or your battery's doing the one day you're going to have to go somewhere and you're like, I can't believe my car won't start.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the horse, the car's been talking to you for months. You just didn't pay attention. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Who's next on the phone? Oh, she hung up. Okay. Now, whoever that was on the phone, you can call back now because Rolling Bob has rolled down the road. Okay? So, anyway. Give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. Who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. Since you are talking about battery, is there a sign when you can start to tell that the battery is going low?
Yes. Yes. The battery talks to it. It talks to you. It doesn't just all of a sudden mucky. No.
So what's the symptom?
Okay. When you get a brand new battery and you start it up in the morning, the engine cranks up really fast. I mean, it turns fast. You can listen to it. And when the battery is dying and you start it up, it goes slowly. That means it's going to die. It's time to change or check the battery. You have the battery checked out. Now, there's a lot of people that go in for battery and they are told that they need to change the alternator. Well, ask to see the test. Look at the tester and see if it has 13 or 14 volts when the engine is running. If it has 13 to 14 volts, the alternator is okay. Okay? And that's it.
Now, if you don't have a good ear, because I mean, my battery isn't new at all, so I'm not sure. I'm sure it's okay, but I don't know when you say, I don't know what that means.
No. When you go to start it up, you got to pay attention to the car. 99, 100% of the people out there do not pay attention. They get in and they turn the key and let's go. They have no patience. They got to listen. The car is talking to you. And when you're low on oil, the car is talking to you. It starts knocking. But people don't listen until it goes kaboom. Then they say, what happened? So what Bob is saying is you got to take care of your car. Now, when you take your car in for servicing, that is part of service. They check the alternator, battery, starter, everything. That is part of the charge for servicing.
Not the tune-up, but service.
Yes.
But I think you have to tell them to make sure to do that. I don't think they all do that.
Yeah. You see, what Wanda said is true. Because of the mentality of today, okay, they do not give you the service that you're supposed to get, that you're entitled to. Okay?
Why don't you have a class, even if it's a one-time class, to, you know, tell us all these things?
There's no such thing as a one-time class, because the amount of things you need to learn about the automobile is a mile long.
Okay, two-time class.
No. It takes about 3 to 4 hours per class and four times to cover everything.
Okay, why don't you have a class like that?
Well, I did a long time ago at the University of Hawaii, Manoa campus.
Yeah, but at that time I didn't know, but why don't you have one on the leeward side?
I don't want to drive to the leeward side. Mm. If I live on the leeward side, that's no problem. But I live closer to Manoa campus, so I don't mind doing it there. But then when the state push our paychecks back 1 month, I said, no, that's okay. You cannot do that in private business. But the state does everything illegally, and, you know, I'm anti-state.
But you're still looking for a place, any place on this island, huh?
Yes.
Have you tried Pro City Industrial Park?
No, we're putting that for last. But it's coming up pretty soon because, you know, we have about 3,000 gallons of ethanol sitting on the pier.
Oh.
Need to move it.
But you don't want to come leeward side if possible.
No.
More Honolulu side.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured so.
Because we cater to our seniors, and they don't want to drive all the way down there.
Well, now you know how we feel going to Honolulu and all the traffic in Honolulu.
Yeah, that traffic is another issue that, you know, the people of Hawaii need to address. It's the people that allow it.
But people better be smart, because it's better to reuse the rail, whatever's up now, or take it down, because Japan, I tell you, they're the leading consultants in the world, and they use light rail. And news came out about a Texas, not news, but on the Japanese channel, this Texas, they're going to have a rail by Japan in Texas. And nowhere they're spending how much we are. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's because Japan has integrity and they don't do business like people in Hawaii.
Really, when you watch the documentaries about Japanese rail doing business and the rail.
You know, in Japan.
Yeah.
Barbara, in Japan, the policemen on the motorcycle, in the back of their motorcycle, there's a tow rig, a little tow rig. And if you're stalled on the road, they'll pull right in front of you, lift up your car, and tow you away.
Oh.
But there's none in Hawaii. And this tow rig on the police motorcycles has been on over 20 years. Where's Hawaii?
Oh, this is the first time I knew this.
where's Hawaii? You know, and you know, if you're a politician in office, representative, whatever, it's your job to search the world for better things for Hawaii. It's your job to protect and take care of the people of Hawaii, not by raising taxes.
That's right.
And making things harder for Hawaii.
Yeah. Did you get to talk to Mali Shimabukuro?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you had an appointment.
I called 3 times and never got back to me.
Oh.
That's the kind of employees we have.
Wow.
You know, and if you had an employee like that, he would say, hey, you know what? Punch out, you're fired.
Well, I'm going to try to see if somebody can intercede.
You know, and that's wrong. And it's so sad. It's so sad. This is all unnecessary. But what can we do? It's up to the people. It's the people that did it. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay, it's time for a break, huh?
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say,
want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Now, to Barbara's question about the leeward side shell stations, they're good, okay? But it has to be tested weekly because it does change. But as far as right now, it's good. The shell stations on the island of Oahu is good. Now, we're only testing the V-Power because the V-Power is what we recommend. And the V-Power is the only one with nitro in it. Okay? The nitrogen preserves the octane. Okay? So the rest of them does not have it, so the octane does drop drastically real quick. So anyway, the Shell V-Power is what we recommend. If you haven't tried it before, you gotta try it. Okay? And the Royal Purple High Performance Street Oil. There's two Royal Purples out there, and the one we recommend is the HPS, the High Performance Street Oil. You can buy it at Crestec Cleaning Center on Kapi'olani Boulevard. And Crestec also has the AMSOIL Trans Oil that is excellent for transmissions. Okay, automatic transmissions should be serviced every 20,000 miles. Should be serviced. Okay? Now, with the AMSOIL, you don't have to service it for 100,000 miles. It's good for 100,000 miles. Okay, Royal Purple also has a good synthetic trans oil, automatic trans oil, but is only good for 50,000 miles. So, your choice. Okay? On your differentials, the rear axles, we recommend using the Royal Purple 5W20 HPS motor oil is very good for differentials. Okay? Oh. Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Celine Steve.
Oh, good afternoon. Hello? Are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Are you near me?
Oh, fantastic. You woke up.
Yeah, from afternoon lunch.
Yeah. It's a little early for you in the morning.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I just wanted to remind our listeners that this year we're going to be celebrating our 24th annual Mustang Madness All Ford Show at Windward Ford in Kailua. And it'll be on April 23rd from 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. And we'll be having about maybe 65 to 70 cars showing up on display. Early model all the way to late model. We'll have some DC Cobras, some Shelby Mustangs. We have some classics. And we're trying to get all of the different generations of Mustangs represented. There'll be our annual usual power, see who's got the best sounding stereo system, and also the annual rumble contest to see who has the best sounding rumble on that end. But that's going to be on the 23rd of April at Windward Ford from 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. And then if your listeners would also like to come on and join us, they're welcome to join us at the on April 15th. That's tax day. That's for the annual Hawaii Food Bank food drive that we are hosting. So we'll be going from Bellows Beach Park all the way to Hawaii Kai to drop off our donations. So if your listeners would like to come join us, that's also, we're staging at about 9 o'clock, and then we'll be leaving probably about 9:45 to 10 o'clock, right around there, and heading towards Hawaii Kai Shopping Center. So if you'd like to come out and see us, please do, okay?
There's a cruise night tonight, right?
Yeah, there's a cruise night at Bob's Bigger Bear. That's on Dillingham. It used to be the old Sizzler, right next to the Burger King in the parking lot. There should be about maybe 50, 60 cars there tonight.
Mm.
Yeah, that's being put on by Blizzin FX tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they start at 6 o'clock.
Very good. Okay. When did Mustang Madness first start?
Mustang Madness first started, this is our 24th annual one, so what is that?
24 years ago.
24 years ago, yeah, we started having that. And it evolved to, it used to be only Mustangs, and then we turned it into an all-Ford show. So as long as you have a Ford motor in there, you can participate.
So if you have a Ford engine in a Camaro, you could come.
No, it has to be Macy's Ford with a Ford engine inside. So no 32 Roadster with Chevrolet motor inside. Disqualified.
I don't know why they put Chevy engines in the old cars like the 32 coupes and all that. You know,
the distributor's in the wrong place, bro.
Yes, that. Not only that, Steve, but the Ford small block. Okay, the 302s, the engine is skinnier than a Chevy. The Chevy is wider, and the old Ford frames, the 32s, the coupes, and all that, the frames are narrow. So when you put a Chevy engine in there, the exhaust system is kind of tight and squeezed. So I don't know why they do it. But if you put Ford, you got a lot of room.
Yeah, sometimes I think that they have... they put a Chevrolet motor inside because there's probably more parts for it. They have more options in terms of what they can put on, carburetor size, manifold, things like that. That's probably why it is. And it's probably cheaper than putting in a Ford motor, I think.
Well, just to let everybody know, I know you know, that the Ford small block makes more horsepower per cubic inch than any engine out there.
And that's because it's more narrow, and the angle of the pistons as they rotate is actually not as wide.
Yes, so your dad's old 65 Mustang has a very good engine.
Yeah, very much.
Yep.
Okay, though.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye. Aloha. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Have you talked about your favorite subject, rail?
Oh, boy. That is one fiasco.
I guess they gave them another $1.2 billion here on Friday or so. The legislature voted for $1.2, the finance committee.
Because it's not their money. You know, anyway, if you're going to build a house and the guy gives you an estimate how much it's going to cost, and he comes back halfway through and says, you know, it's going to cost three times more, you take him to court.
Exactly.
Why are you asking for an estimate if you're going to allow him endless?
Right.
That don't make sense.
I think they need to have a special prosecutor, independent investigation of all these scam artists and all the politicians that are filling their pockets on this thing. It's just a tragedy. I mean, they're foisting immense hardship, financial hardship on the working class and poor people for decades.
Yep.
These people have no soul whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this rail scam needs to stop. People need to call their legislators. I think there's a vote coming up next week for the whole, I don't know what it is, House or the Senate or whatever. Need to call up your legislators and tell them to stop this scam. It's just unbelievable.
Yep. You know?
So anyway, the other thing is there's a good article in Civil Beat about the rail and the rail increase, but also in the comments down below, there's people are saying that the FTA, Federal Transit Authority, would allow or accept stopping at Middle Street, I think it is. They're saying that they want the city to only spend $6.2 billion or something like that, somewhere around $6 billion. The only way to do that and to do it effectively is to get rid of the train, get rid of the rail, get rid of all the power equipment, the third rail and all that, and use the cement structure they have up now for guided bus, in other words, rapid transit, bus rapid transit, and they can use the structure that's up there. They can go up, they can drive up onto it, use it like a transit lane, and drive down at Middle Street, drive into town, and not build all of the structure from Middle Street to Ala Moana, then not screw up all of the city traffic when they build that thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can leave the traffic alone, leave the traffic lanes alone and not lose more of them. So anyway, bus rapid transit would be the answer. It would be much cheaper and save the traffic patterns in the city. So please call your legislators and tell them you want bus rapid transit, and that would be a superior system to this idiotic rail thing.
But what about the stand that is in the banana patch in Pearl City?
I'm not sure, but what about the span there? I'm not.
It's sinking.
What?
It's sinking. Without anything on the rail, no bus, no train, it's sinking.
We'll get the mayor over there with a bucket and bail it out.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, if it falls, then what?
Right. Well, they need to check that out before anything gets put on top of it.
You know, the problem with the workers today, they have no aloha for the people. It's all about themselves. I find that so true with everything today. And the people of before had a lot of aloha for each other.
Right.
And
yeah,
this kind of stuff wouldn't happen.
Is going on. Why everybody is so selfish, you know?
Yes.
It's all this internet stuff and everybody in their own little world or something.
That's right.
I don't know what the hell is going on, but people better start waking up and realizing they're living in a world with other people, not just their own little bubble, you know?
That's right.
Anyway, please call your legislators and try to get this thing stopped any way you can. Possibly there's a way to do something about that. I haven't heard anything about the thing in Pearl City. And is anybody bringing this stuff up? Is it,
they don't want you to know.
You need to talk to the... Anyway, talk to the... look at the Civil Beat article. Go to Civil Beat. We're able to bring all of the whole article up now. And a lot of the comments underneath, all of them are negative. All of them really hate the rail, you know. But
mm-hmm.
Some of them have some good information saying the FTA wants us to limit spending at about $6 billion. And that's very important. What do you call us up at 10 now, Carlisle,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or the mayor. But anyway, okay, I'll let you go. So.
Thank you.
All right.
Aloha.
All right.
Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back after this short break with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Barbara on again.
Hi, Barbara.
George, didn't you say that Crestec has the AMSOIL transmission fluid?
Yes.
I just called them and they said, no, they have the Royal Purple HPS trans oil.
That's a motor oil.
That's what I thought, but I told her transmission, but they don't have the AMSOIL.
Oh, okay.
She didn't say they're out, but okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Let's move along. Manual shift transmissions. Manual shift transmissions, highly recommend to use automatic transmission fluid. Even the early cars, back in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, use ATF, automatic transmission fluid. The shifts become way easier and is way better as far as protection for the manual transmission. Back in those days, they used to use 90 weight, thick oil, hard to shift. So anyway.
Why? Otherwise, what they're supposed to use? Like normally, what do they use?
Normally, the manufacturers require 90.
Just regular motor oil?
No.
Or is transmission
90 weight.
Transmission oil?
Yes. That was the old technology. New technology is thinner the better. And the ATF, automatic transmission fluid, is only like 5 weight, so it's a lot easier to shift and a lot better protection. Okay? So, anyway. Well, it's getting up to that time where we got to say aloha. But anyway, the old days were the better days. Better. And today, we don't have any racetrack. It's sad. You know, they would rather build a rail than a racetrack for the younger generation. Anyway, take care of each other, folks. And please, stay cool when you drive. Because getting mad at the person does not solve anything. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.